Hi, this is Rini Premeza, the Jersey Dog Trainer, telling you to stay tuned to WNJC 1360 AM for Thursday in the Doghouse, coming right up.
Mama was a mutt, Daddy was one too. Me, I'm a little bit of everything, everything that I use. One day I'm walking down my
Good morning, everyone. Welcome to this week's edition of Thursday in the Doghouse. I'm your host, Rini Premeza, the Jersey Dog Trainer. Some of you may not be aware that my half-hour radio show is actually a free class in understanding and caring for our pet dogs. We've had many programs when we've talked about normal and problematic dog behaviors. We've discussed canine health issues. We've talked about how dogs communicate using their body language, and we've spent quite a bit of time discussing the needs of puppies. My guest today is Susan Belanda. Susan is an ethologist specializing in canine and feline behavior. She's earned her bachelor's degree from William Paterson University and her master's degree from Monmouth University. Sue has been a regular visitor to the Doghouse. She's been training dogs since 1961, and her specialty is training search and rescue dogs. She's written 6 books, numerous articles, and has been published in the Proceedings of the Journal of the National Association of Search and Rescue. Our discussion today will focus on the best way to introduce a new dog to a resident cat in the house. We'll talk to Sue in just a minute. Please let me tell you what services I offer in the South Jersey area as a professional dog trainer and behavior consultant. Is your dog always in the doghouse? Does he greet people by jumping all over them? Does she chew your shoes and steal your undies? Guess what? Your dog needs training. Hi, I'm Rini Premeza, the Jersey Dog Trainer, and I train dogs using only positive-based methods. My services include private training right in your own home. I also offer group puppy kindergarten classes starting at 8 weeks of age and group classes for adolescent and adult dogs beginning at 5 months of age. All group classes are held at Dog Days Camp for Canines, 23 West Main Street, Marlton, New Jersey. For more information, please contact me at 609-280-9338 or on the web at www.jerseydogtrainer.com. Again, that's 609-280-9338 or on the web at www.jerseydogtrainer.com. Hi, Sue. It's good to have you back in the doghouse again.
Well, it's good to be here.
Oh, I always enjoy having you here. You're such a wealth of information.
Oh, thank you.
Listen, our topic today is introducing a new puppy or a dog into a home that already has a resident cat or cats. How easy is that to do?
Well, it depends on the animals. You should always, if you're going to bring a dog in, especially an adult dog, you should always test the dog with the cat before you select it. I'm assuming if you're bringing in an adult dog, you're adopting it from a shelter.
Right.
And they should test the dog at the shelter with cats to make sure that he's safe with cats.
All right, so I have to just interject something here. I've asked shelters, when you say that you temperament test cats, I mean dogs with cats, exactly what do you do? Well, we bring the dog into the room where the cats are, and if the dog doesn't show any negative reaction, we figure he's going to be good. Well, Sue, these dogs are in a room with cats that are all in their little cages. They're not running around. So I personally don't see that as an accurate evaluation.
Well, it's not, and the better way to do it would be to put a cat in a crate, a very secure crate, and the dog on a leash, and put the crate in a room with the dog, where the dog and the cat are, you know, the only animals in the room.
Okay.
And then see if, you know, how the dog reacts to the cat. And if the people feel confident, they could let the cat out of the crate, of course, with the dog on a leash, and see how the dog reacts that way.
Yeah, I think that would be a little bit better.
way to do it, but it's the more accurate way to do it.
Right, but obviously we can't let the cat go running around and let the dog chase it to see whether the dog is going to chase it or not.
Right, right, but yeah. You can have the dog on a leash, even on a head harness, where you can control the dog or even muzzle the dog if you have to,
and
let the cat out of the crate to see how the dog reacts, because that's the true test, is when the cat's out free and walking and the dog gets to see it.
Yeah, really.
Now, the other part of that is the cats are very good at determining which dogs are safe and which ones are not.
Uh-huh, okay.
And I have seen that many times with my own cats. As a matter of fact, I had a situation where I had the downstairs of my home converted into a training room, and I had a cat who would usually hide in a closet because she didn't like, she wasn't very social. She wasn't raised, she was raised in a cattery in the beginning of her life before I adopted her.
Okay.
And this woman and her dog came into the room. Now, it's the very first time they ever came in. And this cat came out of the closet and walked right up to them.
Wow.
And I've seen a number of cats that can very accurately judge which dogs are safe and which are not. Hmm. So part of, even though the test with the dog on the leash or with a head harness, the other part of that is to watch the cat's reaction.
Mm-hmm.
And if the cat shows real fear towards the dog, of course you have to then judge if the cat's been afraid of dogs before.
Or never been exposed to them ever.
Right, right. But if, you know, the cat's reaction is important to watch as much as the dog's reaction.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
So before I would bring an adult dog into a home with cats, I would definitely test that dog in whatever way you can before I did that.
Right, right.
Okay,
right.
And then the best thing, when your dog comes into the home, assuming the cats and the dogs are okay with each other initially, now meaning nobody's trying to kill each other, you just leave them alone.
Mm.
You let them work it out. You don't force the cats to go by the dog. You don't take the cat and show the dog, you know, the cat to the dog.
Okay.
And you don't force the dog to go by the cat.
Mm-hmm.
And the best thing is leave them alone and let them work it out.
Ooh, okay. That's just new information for me, and I just can kind of picture that, and I think my blood pressure would shoot through the roof if I had to do that.
Again, you've got to be able to judge. You know, if you have cats in the house, most people know their cats pretty well.
Mm-hmm.
And they're going to know if the cat's afraid.
Mm-hmm.
You know, the cat who stands and puffs his back up and puffs his tail and hisses at the dog but stands his ground,
right,
is not really afraid of the dog.
Okay.
The cat that goes and hides under the couch or runs into the other part of the house and won't come out,
mm-hmm,
is really afraid of the dog.
Okay. All right, that's good. That's very clear information, and certainly we could recognize that.
Yeah, well, the cat that stands and hisses at the dog is telling the dog, you know, this is my territory and you just leave me alone.
Mm-hmm.
He's not really afraid of the dog. He's
right.
Telling the dog, get lost.
And do you find that many dogs will back off and just kind of chill to read that body language from the cat?
Oh, dogs will. I mean, if the dog's not a cat aggressive dog, he's going to respect that.
All right.
Unless he's a puppy, then he's stupid, you know.
That's what we're going to talk about now, stupid puppies.
Yeah, I mean, if he's a puppy, he may not have sense or knowledge or, you know,
right,
or not be able to read the signals. But in that case, the cat will give him a good smack in the face, and that'll teach the puppy, you know.
Uh-huh. Right.
Again, depending on the puppy. Some puppies, if that happens, they can get more assertive with the cat.
Mm-hmm.
You have to let them work it out, but you have to watch. You don't just go away.
Right,
but
right.
If you force them, the main thing, the most important thing is if you force them to try to get along, they could actually wind up disliking each other more.
Yeah, right.
Cats are very territorial.
Right.
They don't like other things into their turf.
Mm-hmm.
Now, there are exceptions to that always, but most cats, you know, if you want to bring another cat or a dog into their home, they're not going to be happy about it. I know with my cat, she's about 10 years old now, and when I got my youngest dog, and I brought that puppy home, that cat gave me a look to say, you know, what's the matter with you?
Mm-hmm.
What did you bring this into my home for? I don't need this.
Yeah.
And she gets along, because I had the other dog, too. So it's not that she didn't like dogs. She's had quite a few dogs in her lifetime, mm-hmm. but she just let me know she wasn't happy. And yet, after they got together and they got to know each other, they chase each other through the house. They play. They have a good time. They beat each other up. And, you know, it's really comical to watch them.
Mm-hmm.
And the cat will instigate it. I mean, she'll initiate the play game.
Some very good cat experts have told me that more often than not, when you have a cat and dog or cats and dogs in the house together, the cat is usually the one who's in charge.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. Not a doubt about it.
Yeah. Okay. All right. So let's get to the stupid puppy routine here.
Okay.
So my question really, is it more challenging then to bring an adult dog in, probably a rescue dog in, versus bringing an eight-week-old puppy in the house? Would that be less challenging or more challenging?
Well, again, that's going to depend on the cat, how aggressive the cat is, and how little the puppy is.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, if you're bringing in a little eight-week Chihuahua or Yorkie,
mm-hmm.
the cat's going to roll that thing around the house like a puffball.
Okay.
Okay, I mean, mm-hmm. she's, you know, cat's going to see that and easily overwhelm it to the cat. It's almost like bringing a rodent into the house.
All right.
And not that they can't tell the difference, but their instincts, their prey chase, are going to kick in. So in that case, you may have to protect the puppy from the cat.
Mm-hmm.
Because the cat, again, is territorial, and he's going to, you know, bully the puppy around.
Mm-hmm.
Now, on the other hand, if you bring in, pick a big breed, a Shepherd, a Rottie, a Dobie, you know, any of the larger breeds of Great Dane puppy,
mm-hmm.
well, that puppy's already going to be bigger than the cat.
Right.
So the cat's going to react differently towards that puppy. So in that case, you have to protect the cat from the puppy until the puppy learns he can't maul the cat like he does his litter mate.
Mm-hmm. So wouldn't you advise good training for that puppy anyway? I mean, teaching him self-control, teaching him a leave-it cue, teaching him to go to his spot, lie down, stay, and doing all the basics.
But that's not going to happen overnight. And,
right.
and the minute you bring that puppy in the house, you have to deal with the issue.
Yeah, right.
So, yes, the puppy has to learn, you know, you can't be rough with the cat.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, even sometimes my dog and cat get to play and then they get carried away and I'll stop. I'll say, that's enough.
Mm-hmm.
Because, you know, they're animals.
Yeah, sure.
And they have emotions and feelings and they can get mad and they can get carried away just like people do. I mean, look at kids. The kids can play and they wrestle and they have their games that they play, and every once in a while a kid will just click and they'll get carried away and get too rough.
Right.
I mean, it's no different than children.
Mm-hmm.
So you have to, the key note, the key word here is watch them.
Okay.
Don't leave them alone in the house together unsupervised.
All right. So do you advise putting up a baby gate so that...
Well, a baby gate that keeps the puppy out.
Mm-hmm.
The cat can have access. You know, there aren't many gates that stop a cat.
Right.
But if the cat wants to go in by the puppy, that's one thing, but you can't keep the puppy from having free access to the cat
mm-hmm.
until the puppy learns the manners that you teach it and learns how to interact with the cat.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, you have to realize that in mammals, all mammals, there's a common body language that is understood.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, nobody has a question about a cat who's hissing at you.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, even if you've never seen a cat before in your life, if you see a cat with his back arched, his tail puffed, and his ears down, and he's hissing at you,
mm-hmm.
it's pretty clear that he's not a happy camper.
Right.
And so there's always a general understanding through all mammals of basic body language. So the puppy should have an understanding of when the cat's mad, and when it's not, and when it wants to play. But some puppies, especially those that come from puppy mills and bad breeders and backyard breeders, don't get the social interaction with their litter mates to learn that.
Mm-hmm.
And so they may have a little more problem learning it, take them a little longer to figure it out a few good slots on the nose from the cat to mm-hmm. understand that this is not a good thing.
Okay. What as far as the breeds of dogs, would you discourage a client against getting any hunting breed to bring into the house with cats?
No, the most dangerous breed to bring in with a cat would be the terriers.
Ah, interesting.
Okay. Terriers are varmint dogs.
Okay.
They're bred to kill varmint.
All right.
And they can look at cats as varmint.
I see.
Okay, the hunting breeds, on the other hand, may stalk the cat,
mm-hmm.
but they're not bred to kill the cat.
But can they injure the cat?
Well, any dog can injure a cat.
Right.
I mean, it's rough play, but are they going to purposely try to do that? No.
Mm-hmm.
You may get a Labrador or a Golden. They try and pick the cat up and carry him, and I've seen dogs do that, and mm-hmm. cats very, very comfortable with it.
Okay.
But they're mostly your hunting breeds are bred to point, to freeze, to
mm-hmm.
indicate.
Okay.
And not to kill. The hunting breeds don't kill their prey. They just get it and bring it back.
Mm-hmm.
The terriers, on the other hand, are bred to kill the varmint.
I see.
There's nothing, you know, I've known cases where farmers, especially that have stock, will use terriers, the Russell Terriers in particular,
mm-hmm.
to kill the rats out of their barn.
Right, of course.
And these are rats the cats can't get.
Mm-hmm.
Because the rats get big. Some of the rats get, you know, very big.
Mm-hmm.
And the cats can't get them, but yet the terrier will go in there and clean house in no time.
The terriers, you got to love them.
Yeah, and that's what they're bred to do.
Right, and they're very courageous,
right?
And gutsy dogs.
So the breeds that you'd have to watch the closest are the ones that are the most terrier of the terriers. Like,
I see.
You know, you're not likely to get a Yorkshire Terrier trying to kill a cat.
Okay.
Okay.
All right.
Most terriers, you know, a lot of terriers are not, they've been so bred away from varmint hunting.
Mm-hmm.
But you get your Russell Terriers, your Rat Terriers, you know, that class of terriers, they're pretty on the edge yet.
Mm-hmm. I remember one client that I had to go on a consult with because they had just rescued a dog maybe a month prior to my coming there. And the dog was great with the family, but what was very disconcerting to them was that whenever the cat was around, the dog would stare at the cat and just would not, you couldn't reach the dog, you couldn't talk to the dog, you couldn't get the dog's attention away from that cat. And I think that, you know, I was very concerned about that because to me that's predatory behavior.
Well, it is, and what did the cat do? That's the main thing.
Right, what did the cat do? And I think the cat may have held its ground, but the people were so uncomfortable about that whole situation, and I think they returned the dog. I mean, I told them that we could work some things out, or teach the dog self-control, teach him to leave it, teach him, you know, manners and things like that, and to listen to the owners by paying more attention to them. But the cat was older, and they were just feeling more protective of the cat. And these people had said that the shelter had temperament tested the dog with cats and didn't see any major behavior. But so some people just get nervous after they see normal body language that the dogs are, communicating to one another and the cat, but they're just not comfortable with it. So that dog went back to the shelter.
Well, that might have been a good decision.
Yeah,
in that case.
I think so.
I do want to mention that when my dog and cat play together, they stalk each other.
Mm, wow.
I mean, my cat will be on one end of the house. I have a long hallway through the house.
Mm-hmm.
The dog will freeze and stare and stalk, and the cat will do the same thing
mm-hmm.
back, and then they kind of have this little dance, and the next mm-hmm. thing, bam, they're at each other,
yeah.
rolling around on the floor.
Right.
I mean, you
yeah.
know, so it doesn't always mean that the stare
mm-hmm.
is a
predatory
thing, but from what you're describing, I can understand where the people were uncomfortable.
Mm-hmm.
The fact that the cat didn't run and hide
mm-hmm.
is an indicator of one of two things. Either there was no threat in the stare,
all right,
or the cat knew that if he ran, the dog would go get him.
I see.
So, again, that's a hard one to read, especially without me seeing it.
Right, right. And also, that's the other thing that gets dogs into trouble with cats is the fact that the dog may be able to lie down and just watch the cat, maybe not staring, but watching the cat, and he's calm and he's fine. But as soon as the cat takes off, then they're chasing, you know, then there's the chase game, and then the cat goes through, you know, tries to get an escape and stuff like that, so.
Right, but I want to also, let me point out, I have seen my cats initiate the dog to chase them.
Teasing, uh-huh.
I mean, this is a game that cats like to play sometimes.
Right.
Again, it's you have to judge each individual situation. Mm-hmm. I mean, one time, my dog was sleeping, and the cat wanted to play.
Mm.
And she ran up to the dog, and she swished her tail in his face and darted down the hall, and the dog didn't wake up. So she turned around. She came back. She smacked him on the face, woke him up. He got up. He looked at her. He knew what she wanted, took his time, stretched, took about 5 steps after her down the hall. She scooted like a maniac. And then the dog turned around and went back to sleep.
Oh, that's funny.
I mean, so the cat wanted the dog to chase her.
Yeah.
And you have to know your animals to, you know, your individual animals to not misread. I've seen videos of cats and dogs playing that you would, if anybody else saw them, they'd think that the cat, in this case, the cat was going to kill the dog. And I have had cases where my cats have chased my dogs around the yard.
Wow.
And this is a fun game.
Yeah.
I mean, they roll, they play, they chase, they look like they're going to kill each other. One time I had a puppy and a kitten, and they were outside and they were playing like that, and the neighbor came running over and said, the dog's going to kill the cat. I said, oh, it's more likely the other way around. So, and they were playing.
Mm-hmm.
It's play can look very nasty. Cats don't play like dogs do. They don't. They. My experience has been they take on a real nasty look when they play.
All right.
But it's play.
Right.
You know, they'll put their ears back. They'll hiss. They'll get on their hind feet. They'll smack. They'll bite. They'll, you know, they jump on the dog's back. I mean, I've seen all kinds of stuff, and it's all play.
Mm-hmm.
And it's hard for somebody to see that and know that it's not serious.
Mm-hmm. What kind of injuries can cats inflict on the dogs?
They can bite. A cat bite is pretty nasty.
Mm-hmm.
Their teeth are very needle point sharp, and their mouths are not as clean as dogs.
Mm-hmm.
So you have a greater chance of infection.
Okay.
So even though the puncture wound could be small, it has a good, you know, chance of becoming infected.
Mm-hmm.
The other thing is the obvious, and that is they scratch. I mean, a cat could scratch and damage a dog's eye and blind them.
Right.
And, you know, you have to realize that cats also defend themselves with their hind feet. And they will sometimes lay down and kick with their hind feet and get the underbelly of dogs.
Wow, I never knew that.
Well, they will do that. I've seen it.
Mm-hmm.
And, of course, you know, the regular scratching of the face and whatever part of the body and the bites. I mean, mm-hmm. cats, dogs only have their teeth. Cats mm-hmm. have claws and teeth.
Yeah. So do you recommend, especially in the beginning, that the cat's claws be trimmed?
Well, you could trim them, but they're still going to be sharp.
Okay.
I mean, the claws are claws.
Mm-hmm.
And they can still scratch. Even you can't trim them down. You know, they have quicks, and they have, you can't cut them down really far. Like, mm-hmm. you know, it's the same with the dog. You can't cut their nails back real far either.
What do you think of people taking precautions when they have a dog and cat together and they go and have the cat's claws removed?
I don't approve of that.
Okay, so can you explain why?
I just think that a cat needs his claws.
Mm-hmm.
Cats, because of their size,
mm-hmm.
need to be able to protect themselves from things.
Mm-hmm.
And it's a very debatable topic. I mean, a lot of people are for it, a lot of people are against it. But even cats that are declawed, and I've owned cats that were both clawed and declawed,
mm-hmm.
and even the declawed cats still try to claw.
Okay.
It's a definite need for them, and I think that the better way is to teach the cat to use a scratching post.
Right.
And let them have their claws, because you never know. I mean, even if you have a house cat, they can get out.
Mm-hmm.
I've seen cats that were masters of darting between their owner's legs, and they just determined to get out.
Mm-hmm.
I had a kitten one time that I found on the street, and I took it in, and there was no way that kitten could stay in the house. She would rip the screens to get out.
Oh, my.
And some cats are just, they have to be outside.
Yeah. Well, would it have been because they started putting them outside early and then decided against it? I mean, the cat must have some idea of what the outside is like.
Well, my cat that I have right now was a cat born into a cat that was abandoned.
Mm-hmm.
And she was born outside.
I see.
She just grew up outside until they were rescued.
Mm-hmm.
And she likes to go outside, and I let her. But she is trained, and she stays right on my porch.
Mm-hmm.
And I usually sit outside with her, but she likes to sun herself.
Mm-hmm.
And but she doesn't go and wander away. Now, if she did that, I would not let her out.
Okay.
But she does like, and I live in the country, so it's no big deal.
Mm-hmm.
But she does like to sit outside, and she'll sit out on the driveway, or she'll sit out on the deck. I'll sit out there and read a book, and she just suns herself, and mm-hmm. then we go in the house together.
You know, I think sometimes the idea that people can train their cat is a foreign idea to many people. I don't know how many people actually train their cats to do anything except to litter box train them, and sometimes that, of course, can be challenging depending on the situation.
Right.
But so can you do quite a bit of training with a cat?
You can train a cat to do anything you want to train them to do.
Okay.
If you use positive training methods like clicker training.
Mm, love it.
And my cats, I've trained my cats. They come when they're called. My cats will stay. They'll sit. They'll behave. If I take them to the vet and they don't like what's happening, I tell them that's enough.
Okay.
And they won't bite or scratch the vet.
Okay. Interesting.
It's all a matter of working with them, especially when they're kittens,
mm-hmm.
is the ideal, just like it is with dogs with puppies.
Right.
But you can train an older cat. The trick is to find something the cat likes. Now, my cat will die for freeze-dried white meat chicken.
Mm-hmm.
And so that's her training treat.
Okay.
And she just knows. I clicker train my birds. I clicker train my cat, my dog. I tried it on my husband, but it didn't help. But the thing is, you can train anything that has a brain.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, they even train insects.
Yeah, oh my.
So you people don't train cats because they don't realize they can do it.
Yeah.
And the training... training a cat is far different than training a dog. I mean, you cannot expect a cat to obey reliably
mm-hmm.
like a dog will. A cat does it because you're going to give them something they want or they want to do it.
Right.
Cats are very good at training people.
Okay.
Okay? Mm-hmm. I mean, I have that challenge with my cat all the time. And sometimes she decides in the middle of the night she wants to have new food.
Mm-hmm.
And she comes and she hits me. And she'll keep hitting me on the shoulder till I, you know, wake up. And I have to not get up because I know the difference between when she wants to snuggle under the covers with me or wants me to get up. If I get up, I'm done.
Sue, you're wonderful. I'm getting a signal from my engineer that we're getting close to time. So
already.
Already. We had a good time. Time goes fast. So I want to thank you very much, and I want to let everybody know you are going to come back, I think, in April, and we're going to talk about barking, right?
Yep.
You have a great day, darling. Thank you very, very much. I always love
Welcome.
When you come here.
Bye-bye.
Take care, darling. I want to remind everybody that if you've missed any previous shows or you weren't able to catch an entire program each week, you can always listen to any show you want to by going to my website, www.jerseydogtrainer.com. Click on the podcast that interests you to hear any program in its entirety. Next week, we'll be talking to Dr. Arthur Young, thank you, Duke, a homeopathic veterinarian in South Jersey, better late than never. We'll be talking about some calming remedies you might be interested in purchasing for your dog at your local health food store. I hope you have a great week, everyone. Get out today and walk those dogs. Talk to you later.